Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, it's December 2nd and a Friday, a doubleheader coming your way on the KUMA Coffee Hour. First up, my conversation with Bob Stenger. He is with the Umatilla County Historical Society and Heritage Station Museum. And then a little bit later, Roberta Lavadora, Executive Director for the Pendleton Center for the Arts. Much to talk about, and the conversation will begin after this.
Hi, this is Michael here at Mackay Creek Estates. The holidays are our favorite time of year. Our residents embrace the joy and togetherness of the season, and we have a busy calendar of festive events and fun. If you're thinking of senior living, see how we help foster that sense of community by visiting us for a tour. You can learn more about our programming, our current move-in special while you visit. Get in touch with us at prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, welcome back to the KUMA Coffee Hour for a Friday. It is December 2nd. Joining me first this morning is Bob Stenger, Umatilla County Historical Society and Heritage Station Museum. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you.
Well, tell us what's going on with Heritage Station Museum. I know that it is December, and you guys really know how to ring in the holidays.
Well, December is a busy time for us. We plan lots of activities for our members and our guests, and I encourage people, tomorrow is the first Saturday of the month, and it's always a free Saturday, the first Saturday of the month. So we encourage people to come in and see our exhibits. We're proud of them, and we want to show them off, and we want people to enjoy them. So tomorrow, Saturday, first Saturday of the month, and it's the first Saturday, is always free. So come in tomorrow. And tomorrow night, we're opening the night lighting of Heritage Lights. The museum will be open until 7 p.m. Usually we close at 4 o'clock. For the first three Fridays and Saturdays each month, for the next 3 weeks, the first Friday and the first Saturday for the next three, we will have our special Heritage Lights on, and they will be on until 7 o'clock or later. So if you don't want to come in, just drive by and look. We've had our volunteers put these up, and they did a marvelous job. We've got trees moved in that are decorated with lights. We've got bushes that are decorated with light windows. So we've knocked ourselves out to make it a Christmas time, and we encourage people to come by and enjoy it. Let's see, got to read my notes here. Heritage Lights will run between now and December the 2nd, the 3rd, the 9th, the 10th, the 16th, and the 17th. Santa will be here on December the 10th and December the 16th. And by special arrangements, the Grinch is going to be here. We thought we better have both sides of the coin, so we've got Santa and the Grinch. And the Grinch will be here December the 9th and December the 16th. He's going to harass Santa Claus. We are still accepting vendors for our artisan boutique that we do every year. We encourage local people, primarily amateurs that are doing home decor or home jobs, and beadwork, drawings, paintings, sewing, a number of things that are handmade, and we have our artisans room for them, and we're still accepting applications for them. So if you're interested, call Shannon at the museum, and the telephone number is 276-0012. Of course, that's prefix 541. But again, we try to accommodate the public, and one of the things is we make gifts available, homemade, handmade gifts. And we, of course, have our own store that is full of good ideas for gifts, particularly for youngsters. There's puzzles and games and a number of different things interested for the children. And we encourage people to come in and view our gift store. For more information, you can call our phone, 541-276-0012. And then we are also on Facebook, and we have our own website. So if you have a computer available, you can get our information on our activities on website or Facebook. The museum, the last day to be opened, will be December the 23rd. Then we're going to close for 6 weeks or so, so the volunteers can refreshen our exhibits. We'll change some of the exhibits, and everybody gets a vacation, and we give the museum a good cleaning. So if you're interested in helping, we encourage people to come down and volunteer to help. You can work 1 or 2 hours. You can work the full day. We don't have a schedule for you to fit. We fit our work to your schedule. So if you want to help the community, we're proud of our exhibits. They're beautifully done and receive good comments, and we like to see the people and the public make themselves available to them. So if you want to volunteer, you can volunteer. And we have all sorts of volunteers, receptionists, people that help with the exhibits. So we'll find, if you want to volunteer, we'll find a job for you. And if you're doing your Christmas shopping, there's the community thrift shop that's on Southeast Court, Southeast Court and 2nd Street, across from the Banner Bank, across from Master Printers. And it's a junior department store. We have home decor. We have kitchen equipment. We have children's clothes, baby clothes, adult men and women's clothes, furniture, anything you can imagine, somebody has made available to us for our thrift store. So drop into the thrift store. Again, if you would be interested in volunteering, we can always use volunteers at the thrift store. So keep in mind the museum, and it's a county museum. We have exhibits for the different communities in the county. It's not just Pendleton, it's the entire county. So we encourage people to come in and see what we've got. And everybody, have a happy new year and a merry Christmas.
Well, Bob, thank you. Same to you. And I just wanted to clarify one thing. You mentioned the holiday lights and the museum being open later than normal. That also goes for tonight, too, right?
Yes.
All right. Holiday lights and the museum tonight, tomorrow, open till 7, a little bit later. And by the way, I just want to say the Heritage Lights are something you must see if you've never seen them before. So get down to the Heritage Station Museum and see that. And also, you know, Bob mentioned all the different times that the museum admission is free. So if you're looking for something to do as family and friends are coming to visit over the holidays, make sure you take them to the Heritage Museum, Heritage Station Museum, that is. You won't regret it. Well, Bob, thanks for coming in this morning. We'll talk to you again real soon. And again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And with that, Bob Stenger, Umatilla County Historical Society, Heritage Station Museum. We're going to take a break, come back with Roberta Lavador, Executive Director for Pendleton Center for the Arts.
As the holiday season approaches, Pendleton Tire and Auto wants you to remember to practice safe winter driving habits. Slow down, be sure to clear your vehicle of snow and ice, give the other guy a little extra room, and keep an emergency kit and blankets handy. Stop by our shop at 25 Highway 11 for a free winter readiness check. We'll inspect your car and make sure you're ready to go. Let us help you be sure that you get to eat too much pumpkin pie at Great Aunt Sally's house this year. We know you had a choice. Thanks for choosing us. Pendleton Tire and Auto, 276-2774.
Don't let frozen pipes happen to you this winter. Head to Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton to get the supplies you need to keep them protected. Here's Ginger to tell you more.
With the cold temperatures hitting us, we have available pipe insulations too. We have heat tape, pipe insulation tubes. If you have standing pipes, any of those pipes that are just hanging out, you want to make sure they're covered.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week, and yes, that does mean Sunday. On Main Street in downtown Pendleton, behind every project is a True Value.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit van service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Roberta Lavador, Executive Director for Pendleton Center for the Arts. Roberta, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm actually up in McMinnville today at Linfield College. We have an Organ Art Commission meeting, and so I'm chatting with you before we get started.
Well, thank you for taking the time. It's a wonderful little community out there. What is that? West of Portland. And if you haven't been out there, let me just put in a little plug. There's a tremendous air museum in that community also.
Yeah.
Well, Roberta, we're here to talk about the Pendleton Center for the Arts. A lot happening, as I know, in December for everyone. And the Art Center is no exception. Let's talk about exhibits first this morning.
Yeah, well, we have a really multifaceted thing going on right now. So, you know, we always have our Art of the Gift exhibit during the holiday season. And Kathy Beck, who is an amazing volunteer for the Art Center, has designed and implemented just a really wonderful shopping area in the main East Oregonian Gallery. So we went out and found, you know, we have some of our regular vendors and artists that we work with, but then we went out and found all kinds of artists working around the Northwest who did work that we really, really loved. And so there is a really wide variety. She does a beautiful job with the display. It's always free to come in. And so you can come in and just look, or you can come in and shop. And then additionally this year, we have two special exhibits that are going on, And so in the main East Oregonian Gallery, we have a wonderful display of prints by Marie Pratich. And Marie is mainly known as a ceramicist in town. She does wonderful pottery. She teaches some of our pottery classes at the Art Center in the Alice Rizzotti Ceramic Studio. And she got introduced to printmaking at actually one of our Hip and Handmade classes, and really found that she had a talent for both creating the plates and printing, and her artwork is beautiful. And so she has created, I think there are 12 different prints that celebrate her love of the Oregon coast. And they're just really lovely pieces. She has them both framed, and you can buy them unframed if you'd like. And then in the Lorenzen Gallery downstairs, we have a wonderful exhibit by another local artist, Tiffany Anders. And Tiffany is a multifaceted artist whose work ranges from painting to photography, and a lot of it is reminiscent of, you know, kind of captures the Eastern Oregon landscape, and really beautiful work.
All right. Well, it sounds great. And let's talk about classes. I know that this is a busy time of year, but are classes being held also this month?
Yeah, so right now we're kind of in a little holiday break. We're finishing up a couple of classes from the fall season. And then in January, we kick off the new class schedule. And Kate Risendine, who is our education coordinator, has done an amazing job putting together just a really nice selection of things. We've got some new instructors that we're really excited about. So Jason Hogue is going to be teaching some foundational classes on perspective. And then he's got another specialized painting class that looks really, really fun. Those are all on the website right now. Sherry Dallas and Alice Thomas are going to be leading a kind of a social drawing session on Wednesday mornings at 10:30 that we're really excited about. Sherry and Alice are two of our most beloved instructors. And again, this is a really good foundational class where every week it's free. You just show up. You don't have to register. And we'll just have a nice group of people, and we'll do some kind of drawing, sketching, painting exercise just to help people kind of develop their skill set a little bit.
That sounds fabulous. Well, I'm talking this morning with Roberta Lavadori, Executive Director, Pendleton Center for the Arts. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more right after this.
Check out our archives, podcasts of past KUMA coffee hours, online at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Winter weather and extreme cold can mean problems for your pipes. When daytime temperatures are 32 degrees or lower, leave cold water slowly dripping from a faucet to keep water moving. If a sink is against an outside wall, insulate the wall and open cabinets to let warm air reach the pipes. Outside your home, clear out and shut down underground sprinklers, cover faucets, and disconnect hoses. Be proactive and prevent the misery and expense of frozen water pipes. This message from the City of Pendleton.
Come dance the night away every Friday and Saturday night at the Wild Horse Sports Bar inside the Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Live music begins at 8 p.m. till midnight both nights, and there's no cover charge. The Wild Horse Sports Bar has everything you need for a fun time, including happy hour every Sunday through Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m., the latest sports on the big screens, and a delicious menu. Visit wildhorseresort.com to see the latest live music lineup.
Who will take care of your funeral arrangements? You'll want to know that your wishes are being honored when you pass. This responsibility falls to your next of kin, and let's face it, that could be a son or daughter you haven't spoken to in years. When making your pre-arrangements with Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, you can appoint the person you choose to make decisions regarding your funeral arrangements. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, 336 Southwest Dorian, helping families cope with the loss of loved ones for over 80 years.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change, but If you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Do you love giving your friends holiday cookies and pies, but never seem to get your dishes back? Stop by the Community Thrift Shop and find bakeware, plates and platters, even china sets for your holiday gifting. Unique pieces arrive daily, so stop in often. You'll find the perfect holiday pieces to complement your baking masterpieces. The Community Thrift Shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Court Street in downtown Pendleton. Proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop support Heritage Station Museum.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us. Again, talking with Roberta Lavadora, Executive Director for the Pendleton Center for the Arts. And Roberta, we're in that holiday season. I don't want to say craziness or chaos, but there are those people that, you know, wait till the last minute to do their holiday shopping. Why should they have Pendleton Center for the Arts on their shopping list this season?
Well, I think if you haven't been to shop at the Art Center before, I think people will be surprised and delighted to see that we have a lot of, there are so many cool things under $20 at the Art Center. We have souvenirs, we have lots of stocking stuffers, and I think it's just fun and energizing to get to look at things that are just kind of out of the ordinary. I mean, we're so lucky. The little shops in downtown have really done a great job for the holidays. And we have a lot of people that come over from Tri-Cities and Walla Walla. And I always tell, you know, if you start at the Art Center and work your way down to Pendleton Art and Frame and the Lavender Mercantile and Piece of Pendleton and all those little shops, they've just done such a nice job of, you know, putting together a lovely experience, you know, and then you add some little restaurants, grab it a bite, and it really is fun. So it kind of feels like, you know, I think a lot of people, we get into a rut of where we shop and where we go. And if you're used to just going, and we love Walmart, they're a big supporter of the Art Center, but if you just go to the big box stores or you're going up to Tri-Cities to shop, I think that you're really, people are really missing out in discovering what's really charming and wonderful about our downtown. And I think everybody's worked really hard to step it up and make it a great experience. So, you know, I would just, sometimes it's fun just to kind of be a tourist in your own community and take it, you know, from that angle. So, and one thing I want to mention is St. Anthony Hospital, CHI St. Anthony, is a huge sponsor of our Art of the Gift exhibit, and they have supported that every year for many, many, many years. So we want to give them a shout out this morning.
Absolutely. And I just want to also just echo what you said, Roberta, about the uniqueness and variety of gifts there at the Pendleton Center for the Arts. I know I picked up a couple of holiday gifts last year. I plan to do it again this year. And I was actually just thinking about something I bought last year. I don't want to give out anybody who may be listening, you know, family or friends, but I'm going to pop in this week and see if I can't find something that I found last year and see if you guys have it available this year. Because again, you will be surprised what there is available. I also like the under $20 thing too, but
yeah, well, but
there is a lot of, there is a lot of things to see there.
Yeah. It's so nice to see how hard our local artists work too, because that stuff doesn't just pop out of a factory. You know, these things are all made by hand, woven by hand, you know, pottery thrown by hand, you know, with a lot of care and attention, and it really shows. So, and then, of course, looking on down the road, First Draft, third Thursday, we'll have a great First Draft offering that'll be on our website later this week, and with Tracy Schlapp and her partner, who have produced a book of writings by men who are incarcerated in Salem. Really powerful stuff. And then, of course, first Saturday of the month is always our spin-in, and you can always drop in and do a free craft project in the Creation Station. And then the free Saturday classes. Tomorrow we're doing a great project I did with my grandkids that I love. We're going to be making these decorative papers that can be used for wrapping paper or for artwork. So, just stop in and see what's going on.
And, Roberta, I know that sometimes Pendleton Center for the Arts puts on performances and other events. Anything between now and the end of the year, holiday-themed, aside from what you've already mentioned, happening at PCA?
You know, we're not doing any performances for the holiday. We have been, I will tell you, we have had one thing after another for the last month. And so once we got the Art of the Gift up, we're kind of taking a little time to take a breath and relax a little bit, get that new class schedule together so it's really tight. And one thing we did is we do have our baby grand piano in the middle of the auditorium space. And we're inviting anybody who plays piano to come and drop in. And, you know, we've had people stop by and say, you know, I have a piano at home, but playing a really nice piano is such a treat. And so people are welcome to do that. And then we'll just look forward in the coming year in February. We're going to have April Birch back, who April is a Canadian Grandmaster fiddler and step dancer and some other performances, and we'll be unveiling those in the new class schedule that'll be out hopefully within about a week and a half.
All right. Well, Roberta Lavador, Executive Director, Pendleton Center for the Arts, my guest. And again, I just encourage anybody who has time, well, you know what? Make time. Go to the Pendleton Center for the Arts, see the exhibits, take a class, do some holiday shopping, and just enjoy what there is to offer, to see, and to buy at Pendleton Center for the Arts. Roberta, as always, thanks for joining us. I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and safe travels as you attend meetings out of town today.
Yeah, you as well. Have a great day, Dan. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour for a Friday. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be back again on Monday.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.